think one of the most important things we need to be aware of when it comes to sponsoring, effective sponsoring, making sure that we don't waste our leads, we don't waste our prospects, is that we need to be always focused on what are the important things for the person that we're talking to, what are the important things for our prospect. And we're going to be talking about those things, because whenever we are talking about things that are irrelevant to our prospect, they're going to be disinterested and bored. Or even worse, if we seem like we're focusing on the things that are of interest to us and are of no interest to our prospect, we're going to seem selfish, and they won't be interested in not only not listening to what we have to say, but they won't be interested in talking to us at all. So we always need to be focused on the things that are of interest to our prospect. I like to think of this as that every single person in the world has an internal checklist of things that could be improved in their lives, or things that they want that would improve their lives. They may not be aware of this checklist themselves, or they may well be aware of it, or they may be partially aware of it. They may be aware of certain aspects of their checklist, but not aware of others. It might be some just vague notion, vague feeling. But whether they're aware of it or not, every single person has this checklist. And when we're prospecting, our job is not to impress them about our wealth of knowledge. It's not to bombard them with facts about our products or about our business. Our job is to tick the boxes in their checklist. And the more boxes you tick, the more likely they are to join your business. So how do we know what their checklist is? Well, we're going to get them to tell us. And there's a really simple, straightforward way of getting your prospect to give you their checklist so you can go through it, checking the boxes that you can help with, that you can help to improve their lives. And it's a particular element of the inviting process, and I want to talk about how we can refine how we qualify our prospects. Because it's the greet and qualifying stage where we are going to get them to give us their checklist. So then we can go through the process of the rest of the inviting formula, making it completely relevant to the person that we're talking to. It's a really simple process. It's a really simple technique. I use it as a little aid memoir, help me to remember what I'm going to say next. And it's called the form technique. And I talk about forming people. And this is because I go through a little process in my mind, the form process. And if you've got a pen, you might want to jot this down. Form simply stands for F, family, O, occupation, R, recreation, and M is message. So, for example, in the F part of the form, I would say, if the person I'm talking to is a man and his wife's called Emily, I'd say, how's Emily? Supposing I know Emily. Or how are the kids? Better still, how are James and Elizabeth, if I know the kids' names. I want to ask about his family. If I know his mother's been ill, I'm going to ask about that. I'm going to ask him about some element of his family. If I don't know the person I'm talking to at an appropriate moment, I'll say, do you have family? You know, it's just a normal social question. And you've got to remember, our business is social networking. And so we need these social skills in order to involve ourselves in social networking. The O part of the form acronym is occupation. So, for example, if I'm talking to somebody I know, I'll say, how's work going? Or if they've already talked about work in a previous conversation, fear of redundancies, for example, how's the work situation developing? Any of those kind of questions, depending on what's appropriate. If I don't know somebody at a party, one of the most common questions at a party or on holiday, or you meet somebody in the bar, or you know, you're on holiday in the hotel and you engage and strike up with conversation in people or around the pool, what is it you do? Listen to what they have to say. I've got a killer phrase as well that I always add to this. And it's a great phrase to get them talking about what they're dissatisfied with their work. And the phrase is, are you one of these really fortunate people that loves their work? Or are you one of these really fortunate people that loves their job? And what I find is that always unlocks the negatives about somebody's job. You know, if you would say somebody to try and get the negatives out of them when they tell you what they do, and you say, "Oh, I bet that's horrible," or "That sounds crap," then they're going to go all defensive and they're not going to open up to you. But if you use my killer phrase, "Are you one of these fortunate people that really loves their work?" then what you find is people start unburdening themselves to you, and this gives you some really important information about how they feel about their work life at the moment and how they feel about life in general. So that's the F and the O. The R stands for recreation. So again, if it's somebody I know, I might say, how's your golf handicap, if I know they play golf? Or when did you last go and see United play? Or did you see them play at the weekend? Or are you still playing football? Or are you still part of that? Are you still a coach with your kids' cricket team? One of those kind of questions. Get them talking about themselves and their life just in the context of their recreation or sporting things. Recreation might be sailing, or it might be their interest in their garden. I don't know. It's whatever interest they have. And what I want to do is I want to just get them talking about themselves for two reasons. One is that if they're talking about themselves, they'll be enjoying the conversation because it's about their favorite subject, which is them. Secondly, they will feel like you are interested in them, which is very important because, of course, you are interested in them. But thirdly, they'll be giving you their checklist so that when it comes round to you talking about what you may be able to help them with, you simply will be ticking the boxes, and they will then automatically be drawn to taking a look at the business. They'll be automatically interested in taking a look at what we do because they'll be attracted to you and they'll be attracted to what we have to offer because we've shown them that it will tick their boxes. The M, by the way, in the form equation stands for message. And of course, our message is simply to invite them to the next stage in the process at the same time as checking some of their boxes. So it might be that we asked about the golf handicap and a guy says, "Oh, well, it's struggling at the moment because I'm just not getting enough time to practice. I'm having to do so much overtime at work." And I would say, "You ought to be playing more golf and doing less unpaid overtime." And he'd probably laugh at that. And I'd say, "Look, you need to visit my website. There's information on there that's going to help you to make a decision how you're going to do that." I give them the website. I've invited them to do something. If I know him really well, I might get together for a one-to-one. But what I've done is I've linked checking a couple of his boxes to a stage in the pipeline, and I've invited him to this next stage in the pipeline. It's all about getting their secret checklist, getting them to tell you their secret checklist, so you can go through checking the boxes and linking it to inviting them to do something. Talk to you again soon. Bye.